Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Nashville, where there are still questions about Anthony Warner, the man behind last year's Christmas morning bombing. The blast in downtown Nashville injured several people, damaged dozens of businesses, and disrupted 911 service in multiple states. Warner was the only person to die in the explosion, and it's not clear why police never searched his property when it was reported that he was building bombs in 2019. Samantha Max of member station WPLN reports.
On August 21, 2019, attorney Raymond Throckmorton called 911. He said a client in South Nashville was threatening to take her life.
She has also given me information about another resident of that part of Nashville who is, I think, also got some mental and emotional problems, who is allegedly building bombs in his house.
After interviewing the woman and sending paramedics to her home, police went to the man's house, where they saw several security cameras and an RV parked behind a wooden fence. According to a police report, officers knocked on Anthony Warner's door multiple times, but he never opened it. The report was passed along to the bomb squad. The FBI also searched the man's name in their databases without luck. Police Chief John Drake says investigating further would have violated the man's rights.
The RV was inside of a backyard, and it has an expectation of privacy. And so without any type of search warrant, I mean, it was even fenced in. You couldn't even have a dog that could accidentally, you know, wander over there. You'd have to have a reason to get inside.
In order to search someone's private property without their permission, police need to prove they have something called probable cause. And the legal barrier is low. Officials just need to prove that they're likely to find evidence that a crime is being committed. So why didn't the Metro Nashville Police Department even try to get a search warrant in 2019? Drake says officers couldn't smell any chemicals from outside the RV and couldn't see anything suspicious inside it. But former federal prosecutor Steve Miller says police had more than enough evidence for a warrant.
There is zero legal consequence for trying to obtain a search warrant. If it's granted, a judge has granted it, and it will overwhelmingly be upheld by the courts later on. If it's denied, it's been denied, and no one's rights have been violated.
Miller prosecuted multiple bomb cases while working for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago, and he says Nashville's police department missed several critical steps in its investigation that could have helped them get a warrant. Miller says officers could have reached out to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to check their databases for any purchases of bomb-making materials. He says they also could have followed up with the man's girlfriend and other people who knew him, rather than trying to interview the suspect himself.
If I was conducting the investigation, that's the last thing I would do. I mean, maybe at the tail end of the investigation, but what's he going to do? Say, yeah, I'm a bomb builder and I'm planning to blow up downtown Nashville? That's not likely to happen.
Ultimately, Miller says a judge could have weighed various factors when deciding whether or not to grant the warrant, including the complainant's mental health and the seriousness of the threat. He calls bomb-making a 5-alarm crime that requires all the expertise at the department's disposal. Former public defender Keita Haynes says police often searched her clients' homes for lesser charges on much less information.
I had black men, and their charges are gun charges or drug charges. And just the amount of police work that goes into arresting people, getting search warrants for people on anonymous tips. There was an anonymous tip for a client of mine that he was selling drugs. And so they did a knock and talk, but it was not the same knock and talk that they said that they did over at Mr. Warner's house, where they knocked a couple of times and then they left because he didn't answer the door.
Haynes says officers would often bang on her black clients' doors and refuse to leave, conduct surveillance on the street for days, or search through the trash to find incriminating evidence. But that didn't happen for a middle-aged white man. As a defense attorney, Haynes says her priority will always be to protect people's constitutional rights. But she says there seems to be a double standard, depending on who police are investigating and what they're being investigated for. She thinks the department needs to look deeper than just the missteps in this particular case.
But if they're not dealing with the root cause of the problem, which is systemic racism, again, that runs rampant through this police department, if they are not dealing with that, if we are not calling it for what it is and forcing them to deal with this, to me, that's the issue. And that's what we need to be calling for Metro to deal with.
Chief Drake has denied that implicit bias played a role in how the Metro Nashville Police Department investigated the case. A multi-agency after-action review committee is investigating the department's response to see if police made any mistakes. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max.